Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. Call him. Make an appointment. Take control of your dental health, 317-849-2933. Like this video if you like it. Tell people you like it. What the hell are you doing? Of course you would do that. Let's talk about Carson Wentz and the Indianapolis Colts. I think the play of Carson Wentz is so important this season that I would say that the careers of Chris Ballard and Frank Reich depend on him playing as though he did or as he did in 2017, 18, and 19, and not as he did in 2020. If he shows up and plays like he did in 2020, those two guys had better damn well hope that Jacob Eason is the next coming of Tom Brady. Because if he's not, this team is in trouble. A third-rounder given up this year. A first-rounder, if Wentz takes 70% of the snaps this coming year, that second converts to a first, and you have given up a significant chunk of draft equity to probable starters, too, in order to get a quarterback who plays at the bottom echelon of NFL starters. You can't have it. And let me tell you what I'm talking about in terms of the comparison between Carson Wentz in 2020 and the Carson Wentz, who was really pretty good from 2017 through 2019, all right? In 2017, Carson Wentz led the NFL in QBR at 72 or 78.5. Next closest, 6 points behind, was Case Keenum. 2 points behind Case Keenum was Tom Brady. That is how good Carson Wentz was in 2017. He also led the NFL in touchdown percentage at 7.5%. In 2020, he led the NFL in interceptions and in sacks at 15 and 50, despite the fact that he only played 12 games in the regular season. He was 3-8-1 in 2020 as a starter. He was 11-2 as a starter in 2017 before he got injured. In 2018, he had a 7.7 yard per attempt average. That's what the Colts like. Phillip Rivers, an identical number in 2020, 7.7 yards per attempt. In 2020, Carson Wentz, 6 yards per attempt. That's not good. In fact, it's so not good that Jacoby Brissett was not allowed to continue as a starter after 2017 or remain as a starter after 2019, because his yards per attempt were at 6.6. Wentz, over a half yard behind Brissett in terms of average yards per attempt. Rushing, this is where things get kind of interesting and sexy for Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, running the football in 2020, 52 attempts, 276 yards. Of the 52 attempts, 25 resulted in first downs. That's pretty good. Now, Phillip Rivers, conversely, not good with his feet. We know that. We're not trying to beat a dead horse and make Phillip sound slow. but 18 attempts, negative 8 yards in 2020. So here's a guy, because he only played 12 games last year, him running for 25 first downs, that's moving the sticks twice per game in situations where it would have been likely that they would have needed to punt. The Eagles would have needed to punt. Now, conversely, he fumbled the ball 10 times last year and lost 4 of them. So, like, there's good and bad in all of this. But Carson Wentz having the ability to run with the football is kind of a big deal for this offense, because what it mandates, in a lot of senses, is a guy being a spy. And if a guy is spying Carson Wentz, that's one guy you remove from the equation in the secondary who would be covering receivers, Colts receivers. So that's kind of a big deal. Now, if Eric Fisher can't play and Sam Tevy has to start at left tackle, you're probably hedging with a tight end or chipping with a back, which means that you're losing somebody in terms of having a receiver available. So if Wentz causes a defense to initiate a spy concept, but Tevy requires help in terms of protecting against an edge rusher on the left side of the line for the Colts, that kind of mitigates the advantage that you would get otherwise. But at least you're not at a disadvantage, and that's a good thing. Wentz, healthy through the regular season 3 times in 2016, 2019, and 2020. Now, in 2020, he was pulled after 12 games, and in 2019, he got hurt early in the playoff loss that the Eagles suffered with him as a starter. So he didn't really finish the season healthy in 2019, but he did finish the regular season healthy in 2019. His passer rating, really, really important. This is a big number. All right, in 2017, his passer rating was 101.9, and this was like MVP level Carson Wentz. The next year, 2018, we don't talk. Somebody calling me. What the hell is going on? At any rate, 2018, his passer rating actually went up from 17 to 102.2. In 2019, it dropped back to 93.1, but 93.1 you would take if you're a Colts fan. Carson Wentz at 93.1. Chris Ballard and Frank Reich are going to take that number. You're going to take that number. Carson Wentz is going to take that number, too. The number you're not going to take is his passer rating from 2020, which was 72.8. If Carson Wentz plays well, the Colts have the potential of winning 11 or 12 games. If he doesn't play well, they might win 6. That's the difference between Carson Wentz playing well and Carson Wentz not playing well. And we don't know really what Jacob Eason brings to the party at all. He's never taken a snap against an NFL defense. We don't know what that looks like. So hopefully, you know, and hopefully if he has to do it, he does it well. But hopefully he doesn't have to do it, because that's not what the Colts expect out of a fourth rounder in his second season. The first season completely lost, other than sitting around the complex throwing balls to anybody who was around and studying film. He didn't get any football work done last year, really almost at all. My target QBR, you know what? 65. Give me 65. I feel pretty good about Carson Wentz. Anything under 60, big, big trouble. Anything under 50, it's circle the wagons. People are going to get fired. You know what I mean? And at 70 and up, you think, hey, not only are we a playoff team, but we're a team that can move multiple levels in the playoffs. That's kind of where it is. Want to mention two things. Phillip Rivers, we talked about a little bit. Sometimes we cast aspersions toward Phillip Rivers, and really shouldn't. Nobody has gotten more out of his body as an NFL player, in terms of cash and in terms of quality football, than Phillip Rivers. Phillip today was named the Pro Football Writers of America 2021 Good Guy Award winner, which is absolutely well-earned. A wonderful guy with the media. Participating in the Zoom calls with Phillip Rivers, an absolute joy. There is not a question that he refused to answer. He never got petulant, despite the quality of the questions. He was phenomenal with the media. Thanks to Phillip Rivers, this is an award well won. It's been handed out since 2005. A Colt has never won it. Philip Rivers getting it makes all kinds of sense. I cannot imagine a guy being better with the media than Philip Rivers. And I also want to mention the Million Meal Movement. The Indiana Pacers put together a group of volunteers today here on the northeast side to put together some mac and cheese containers that are going to be given to families in need in Indianapolis. In Indiana, one in five families is hungry, right? And so the Million Meal Movement, what they do is get these meals to people in need. And being a part of it was an absolute pleasure today, because dealing with the Pacers, you know a couple of things. Number one, they're going to choose great charities to work with. And number two, your time's not going to be wasted. They get you in, tell you when to be there. You're moving immediately. And then when you're done, you get a slice of pizza. Maybe you get a t-shirt. And it's fantastic. I love dealing with Richie Smith and Kelly Tolles and the entire Pacers Sports and Entertainment organization. They are wonderful to deal with. And really, as you know, as the Pacers try to fill buckets, Pacers Sports and Entertainment, they fill stomachs. At least they did today. And I'm really proud to be able to say yes to them. Every time they send a note or make the call, I say yes, because like I said, I know my time is going to be well spent for a charity that is truly in need and does great work, and that Kelly and Richie are going to make it fun. They're fantastic. Tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent, right here, having a great time, talking about sports. Are you kidding me? Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. We'll get after it tomorrow. Wednesday, 6/9/21, big day. Hopefully, we're celebrating a Los Angeles Clippers loss, because we don't like Paul George, just the way it is.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.